lovely to see so many people here. So I say welcome to Poynton. This is a circuit service, and we're joined by members of the congregations from the other churches in the Macclesfield Circuit. It's lovely to see you here as well. So a warm welcome to you all, and especially to anybody who's worshipping here with us for the first time. It would look quite impressive, actually, wouldn't it, if you're a visitor? But everybody is welcome. Please stay for coffee after the service. You can have your coffee in the coffee lounge, in rooms 1 and 2 if we get full, bring your coffee into church. It's a time of fellowship after our worship. And I would just like to say, we give our thanks actually today to all who have planned, prepared and are part of our circuit worship service here today. And it's going to be led by Richard Baker, and our theme is creation. Thank you.
I just wanted to start with a little extension of the notices. Those of you who are watching the screen will have seen that part of our Creation Tide celebrations this year is going to be a concert, which is on the last Sunday in September. So I think that's... it's Sunday. It's definitely Sunday. The 29th, okay. Those of you from Poynton will be very familiar with Epiphany, who are a classical music group who've done concerts here for, I suspect, over a decade now. And we're very familiar with their music. But any of you from wider in the circuit, they are a fantastic group of musicians who are of the highest quality. They've played for some of the best orchestras that we've got in our region. They will be coming with a programme of music, some of it improvised, but also including some excerpts from a piece called Requiem for the Planet, which builds on our theme of Creation Tide and looking to those sorts of issues. So it'll be an absolutely fantastic experience. It's our fundraising concert for three charitable concerns we support for our planet. One of them is Christian Aid. Obviously, people throughout the world who are being affected by climate change at the moment. Another one is ocean cleanup, taken to take the plastics out of our oceans. And the third one is a local one, Cheshire Wildlife Trust, who are trying to educate people throughout Cheshire about what's going on. So it's a fundraising event. It'll be some absolutely splendid music, and there'll also be some refreshments. There'll be one performance at 4:30. It's about an hour long, and there'll be another performance at 7:30. The 4:30 performance will be refreshments after the performance, and the 7:30 one will be refreshments beforehand, so from about 7 o'clock onwards, okay? Now, we will need some people to help, okay? The Eco Church group are doing the sort of backroom work and trying to get this publicised and promoted and things like that, but we will need some people to man the door and take all these donations that people are going to bring, and we will also like a few people to be responsible for handing out the teas and coffees. You can either do it for both concerts, or you can say, no, one concert's enough, I'll come and help at one of the concerts. And the other thing is, we'd like to provide refreshments, but given it's a Climate Sunday, we would like to make these vegan refreshments, okay? So if you want to experiment with something new, cooking a vegan biscuit or a vegan cake or a vegan tray bake, please have a go. Biscuits are generally very easy, because typically all you have to do is replace your milk with a plant milk and your butter with a plant butter. Cakes that have eggs in them, a little bit more difficult, but I and Liz and other people have got plenty of recipes for you. So if you're stuck for a recipe, then come and have a word with me and we'll try and sort you out so you can bake something vegan for that special occasion. I think that's all I wanted to say about the concert, and we're now going to hand over to Graham to say a few words.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome again to worship. It's good to see a full church as we gather. And as we gather as circuit service, it gives us an opportunity to do certain things. We want to acknowledge today the importance of local preachers in the life of the church. You'll be delighted Richard is leading. This is all you get from me. I'm going to sit down and then I'm out your way. But we do want to recognise the importance of local preachers in the life of the circuit. Most of the services are led by local preachers. And those of you who've been around for a while will have been in worship led by lots of our preachers, and will have been in worship led by Anne Fielding, who is just going to shrink in her seat a bit now in the middle. Anne has decided it's time to retire from preaching in the circuit, and it felt like a good chance to mark that here, to acknowledge that ministry, the work that's been done. So, Anne, thank you so much for all you've offered to the circuit. I know you haven't finished in what you offer to Broken Cross and into the circuit, but Thank you for your preaching ministry. We're going to give you a round of applause and then we'll pray. So I'd like to pray for you, if that's all right. Gracious God, we thank you for your gifts. We thank you for all that you do in us and through us. And we thank you for the gift of preaching. We praise you for your call that had been laid upon Anne's life. We praise you for the way in which she responded and fulfilled that call. And we give you thanks that she has now decided it's time to lay it down as you call her onward. May she know your blessing, your grace, and your love in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
So I started off by announcing this as a climate Sunday service. It's a service we've had for the last 2 or 3 years in Poynton. We are part of an eco-church initiative. That's a national scheme to try and encourage church congregations to think more about the world in which we live and what we are doing to it in the present situation. We're lucky enough that when we first did the work for the award, we were able to get a bronze award, and we've done some hard work, and we got ourselves a silver award, and we are that close to getting a gold award, but we're not quite there yet. One of the things that Eco Church asks us to do is to have a Climate Sunday service each year to focus our thoughts on one Sunday of the year. And we thought it would be a good opportunity to invite the circuit to be part of that. So here we are. It's in a relatively new part of the church's year called Creation Time. This is an initiative that started off with the Eastern Orthodox Church in the, I think, 1989, we had the first service. And then it went across to Australia, where a particular Lutheran church there developed into a season of services rather than a single service. And in 2008, the British Council of Churches decided this is a good thing to do and made it a formal part of the Christian calendar in this country. And then in, I think it was 2016, Pope Francis got hold of the idea and announced that on the 1st of September each year would be a World Day of Prayer for the Planet. Now, we missed out last Sunday, which is the first Sunday, the 1st of September, but this is our part of that World Day of Prayer for this planet and all its wonders. St. Francis is named after St. Francis, Pope Francis is named after St. Francis of Assisi. Yeah, that's how he took his name. The season of creation ends on the 4th of October, which is St. Francis's Day, because St. Francis was the patron saint of animals. And we're going to start our service with words that were written in 1225. 1225, sort of 800 years ago, by St. Francis, the Canticle of the Sun. And we're going to sing them now in the modern version, All Creatures of Our God and King.
Oh,
Advent Sunday is like a coin. It's got two sides. One of those sides is offering our thanks and appreciation for this wonderful creation in which we live. And I'm sure you can guess what the other side of the coin is. The other side of the coin is expressing care and concern and, in some senses, remorse for what we are doing to the planet. We're thus going to have our prayers now in two sections. First of all, prayers of thanks, and then some prayers of lament. But we're going to be led into our prayers of thanks by listening to words from the psalmist. How many people know how many psalms there are? 150, yes, okay. Anybody know how many psalms of praise and thanks there are? Approximately. It's difficult to count because some of them are a little bit iffy as to whether they are or not. 60, it's actually smaller than that. It's around about 40. About 40 psalms in the Book of Psalms are explicitly psalms of praise and thanks. And we're going to hear the one this morning that is most closely associated with creation. It's known by some Jews as the Psalm of Creation. And actually, if you're an Orthodox Jew, you say this psalm, recite this psalm, every day as part of your morning prayers. So let's listen now to Psalm 104, I think it is. Psalm 104.
So it's Psalm 104, taken from the Message translation. O my soul, bless God. God, my God, how great you are. Beautifully, gloriously robed, dressed up in sunshine, and all the heavens stretched out for your tent. You built your palace on the ocean deeps, made a chariot out of clouds, and took off on wind wings. You commandeered winds as messengers, appointed fire and flame as ambassadors. You set earth on a firm foundation so that nothing can shake it ever.
You started the springs and rivers, sent them flowing among the hills. All the wild animals now drink their fill, while donkeys quench their thirst. Along the riverbanks, the birds build nests. Ravens make their voices heard. You water the mountains from your heavenly reservoirs. Earth is supplied with plenty of water.
Oh yes, God brings grain from the land, wine to make people happy, their faces glowing with health, a people well fed and hearty. God's trees are well watered, the Lebanon cedars he planted, birds build their nests in the trees. Look, the stork at home in the treetop. Mountain goats climb about the cliffs. Badgers burrow among the rocks. The moon keeps track of the seasons. The sun is in charge of each day. When it's dark and night takes over, all the forest creatures come out.
What a wildly wonderful world, God. You made it all with wisdom at your side, made earth overflow with your wonderful creations. Oh, look, the deep, wide sea, brimming with fish past counting, sardines and sharks and salmon. Ships plough those waters, and Leviathan, your pet dragon, romps in them. All the creatures look expectantly to you, to give them their meals on time. You come, and they gather around. You open your hand, and they eat from it. If you turned your back, they die in a minute. Take back your spirit, and they die, revert to original mud. Send out your spirit, and they spring to life, the whole countryside in bloom and blossom. The glory of God, let it last forever. Let God enjoy his creation.
By modern thinking, words in that psalm. I'm not quite sure in the modern world what we think about God's pet dragon. I'm also not really quite sure what we think about God actually individual feeding individual animals. So we don't take this as science. We don't take this as an account of how things are. We take this as poetry of expressing our love for this planet. My way of expressing my love for the planet was to create this butterfly. I created it first And we're going to sing a paraphrase I've written of some words of Isaiah now, from Isaiah 24. These are tough words to sing, but let's offer this as just a moment to think about the situation our planet is in at the moment. The world dries up and withers. Please be seated. Dark words, but if you think I've taken liberties with the translation, go and look at the 24th book of Isaiah, and you will see how close those are to the original. We have to lament for the passing of things in this world, and actually embedded in this butterfly cloud is a sense of loss for me. You'll have to excuse me, you younger guys, but I'm going to ask the older people in the congregation to remember how many butterflies there were when you were younger. Lots. So think of this as a cloud of butterflies 40 years ago. Wouldn't it be a particularly big thing, would it? They were all over the place. humbly with our God. It's about walking humbly. What I hadn't realised is that last year we put one up, and it's got the same sentence. Walk humbly with our God. If there is one sentence in the whole of the Bible that is relevant to the climate situation today, it is those words of Micah about walking humbly. Because it's about walking in the world, recognising how wonderful it is, and how it's not about us, it's about everybody else. We need to walk in humility and do things that are appropriate to that humility. It means that we've got to turn from this society in which we're always looking to try and get more and more and more. And we've got to accept what we've got and be thankful for it. It couldn't be a simpler message, but it couldn't be a more difficult one to communicate in the modern world. So we're going to sing again a hymn that I've written with that theme, Like a Caterpillar Feeding.
I'm
let's sing one of my favourite environmental hymns. It was actually written about 50 years ago in the context of a different emergency. It was written by a New Zealand woman who was concerned about the atomic testing that was going on in the South Pacific at the time. It's amazing how resonant the words are for today, though. But when we get to the verse that mentions clouds of disaster, those are very specific clouds and a very specific threat. So let's sing now, Touch the Earth Lightly. Please be seated. Let us pray prayers of solidarity with this planet and with its people. God of creation, we come to you to offer this world, to stand in solidarity with it and with its people. We come to reflect on what it is we can do to change this situation, to work for the coming of your kingdom. We reflect on this planet and the way it's being treated by many people here. We remember particularly the people who are affected by climate change. We acknowledge that these are mostly the poorest people on the planet. We feel for them and stand in solidarity with them. We give thanks for organisations like Tearfund and Christian Aid, the United Nations, the Red Cross and Red Crescent, organisations that across the world are responding to the challenges of climate change, are rebuilding communities, and are strengthening them to cope with the coming challenges. And we stand in solidarity with them. We recognise people within our local communities who are doing whatever they can to rescue this planet, who are taking actions in their personal lives to cut down their own personal footprints, but also those who are lobbying politicians, who are working in different forms of campaigning and policy making. And we pray that they will be guided by a vision of how this world can be. And we stand in solidarity with them. We pray for people across the world who have become aware of the situation that our planet is heading towards and feel frightened, dismayed, and anxious. We pray that we will hold them in love and support them and help them to come to terms with what is happening in whatever way is meaningful to them. We pray for ourselves, confronted with so many choices in this world, not always equipped with the information and knowledge to make the right choices. But we pray that we will try to work for a better world and the coming of your kingdom. We're aware that alongside all these big issues in our lives, there are also personal concerns that are closer to us. We just pause for a moment to think of anybody who is grieving or ill or hungry, who is close to us and needs our love. And we pray that in the coming week you will give us opportunities through which we can express that love. We come to you with individual prayers, but as the people of God, who for the last 2,000 years have shared the words of your Son when we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Let us, as we are able, stand for our last hymn, God of Truth and God of Justice.
Thank you. of the grace. May the grace of God.